And next, the story of a special christening that's happening this weekend. A christening that commemorates a young Mayo man who died in the Vietnam War. His name was Patrick Gallagher. He was from Mayo and he died in an ambush in Da Nang in Vietnam in 1967. He was only 23 years of age. But Patrick Gallagher's name will not be forgotten, because tomorrow in the USA in Bath, Maine, a new US naval vessel is going to be named USS Patrick Gallagher in his honour. And the sister of the late Patrick Gallagher, Pauline Gallagher, spoke to me earlier about her late brother, his heroism in his short life, and how much this ceremony will mean to her family.
It is indeed a great honour for my brother and for our family, but also indeed for the country that the United States has given a ship to an Irish citizen.
So tell me, Pauline, about Patrick, because he was only 23, wasn't he, when he died in Vietnam, but he'd already distinguished himself, even at that young age, as a hero.
Yes, Patrick joined the Marines, and in 1966, he went to Vietnam. And on July 18th of that year, he saved the lives of three of his comrades when grenades landed in to the bunker where they were sleeping. He was awake. He threw the first two grenades out of the bunker, but the third landed between two of his comrades. He threw himself on that grenade in order to absorb the explosion and shouted to the others to get out, which they did. And then he picked up the grenade and he threw it into a nearby lake where it exploded, but nobody was injured. So for that, he received the Navy's highest medal, which was the Navy Cross.
But then, unfortunately, there was an ambush in Da Nang, was it?
Yes, it was on his very last day in Vietnam. And he was safe. They were inside in the camp. But word came through that the rice farmers were being attacked out in the field. So he went out and he was killed on that day, and that was the 30th of March, 1967.
Tell me how your brother ended up in the Marines and in Vietnam, coming from Mayo.
Well, he had immigrated back in 1962, and he was living in Long Island. My eldest sister was already there, and he was working in real estate, and then he was training to be a solicitor. He was part of Bobby Kennedy's campaign team. And then when the war was escalating, he joined the United States Marines and was deployed to Vietnam.
And how did it come about that his name was chosen for this honor? And it will be an amazing thing tomorrow, won't it? This huge, big naval vessel, the champagne breaking for the official christening of the ship, and your brother's name there, Patrick Gallagher.
Yes, it will. Well, some years ago, there was two Irish people, Martin Durkin and Marius Donnelly, were aware of his story, and they thought it was an amazing story. So they started a petition to have a ship named, and they petitioned the Secretary of the Navy, who at the time was Richard Spencer, to name a ship after him. 10,000 people signed that petition. We got great support from the people of Mayo and indeed Ballyhonus and Clonlahan in Ireland. And we were, when the Secretary of the Navy decided to name the ship from him.
And Chuck Schumer had a fair bit to do with this. He was behind the campaign as well, wasn't he?
Yes, Chuck, Senator Schumer was very much involved. He supported it all the way, and which we are very grateful for as well.
Pauline, it must have been such a heartache to lose your brother at such a young age, but it must be, I imagine tomorrow will be such a source of pride, tinged with sadness for your whole family, that your brother's legacy is being honoured in this way.
Oh, of course, of course. While tomorrow is a very exciting day for us as a family, we still are at the loss of our brother, who we miss dearly. And, you know, the ship is a great honour, but at the same time, the grief still remains.
The grief still remains. That was Pauline Gallagher speaking about her late brother Patrick Gallagher. The USS naval vessel will be named in his honour in Bath, Maine tomorrow.